personally, my interest in the drug is not so much continuing to use it in the heavily pretreated population, but kind of trying to move it earlier in combination, because it is another anti-metabolite that can pair with drugs like irinotecan and oxaliplatin, and it's different than 5-FU as a fluoropyrimidine. It hits a different target, so actually goes directly into DNA as a phosphorylated base, and it's a lot more like gemcitabine in that way, in terms of the way it interacts with the DNA. So, you know, I think that these combinations may be used a little bit earlier when patients have had a lot of fluoropyrimidine already or a lot of 5-FU already. It's non-cross-resistant in preclinical studies.
I was going to ask you about that because that makes a lot of sense. What are some of the combinations or the trials out there that conceivably could lead to a change in clinical practice? And what are some of the kind of decision points that you could see potentially changing with these trials?
Well, we've done a study with the group at Memorial on irinotecan and bevacizumab with TAS, so tasiri-bev, and I was impressed that patients who had been heavily pretreated seemed to at least have stable disease or response, and so that's a regimen that may go forward. There's a publication in Lancet in the last couple months from the Japanese investigators who've had the drug longer. So they've already published a study now of TAS and bevacizumab, which looks active as kind of a combination similar to 5-FU-BEV. And in Europe, they're doing a study of TAS-BEV versus TAS, which is kind of like the AVIC study that had been done previously. So that's another study that's going on. We're doing a little institutional study at Yale of TAS and oxaliplatin, and that seems to have been tolerated very well. And the Europeans are actually doing a multi-center study of that combination as well. So I think that we'll be seeing some of these combinations being validated as options, and that'll be kind of figure out how to work those in as non-cross-resistant regimens. If it'll be in second line, you know, alternating first line, kind of what we were just discussing with the irinotecan, now we have another fluoropyrimidine to work with.